From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. The St. Louis mayor's office says a medium security jail that is the target of a lawsuit over its conditions is inspected multiple times a year and problems are addressed as they arise. The office of Mayor Lyda Crewson on Monday issued a statement in response to a lawsuit filed against the jail by former inmates who cited, quote, inhumane conditions, alleging rodent feces in food, infestations of bugs, and even snakes, and unbearable overcrowding. Crewson's spokesman, Karan Otto, says the City Department of Health inspects the jail and the city regularly conducts preventative maintenance. The federal lawsuit was filed Monday by the nonprofit Arch City Defenders on behalf of seven former inmates of the St. Louis Medium Security Institution, known as the Workhouse. It seeks closure of the jail and monetary damages. Google is defending itself after Missouri's Attorney General launched an investigation of the company for potential violations of the state's antitrust and consumer protection laws. In a statement Monday, a Google spokesman said, the company has, quote, strong privacy protections in place and operates in a highly competitive environment. He says the company hasn't yet received an investigation subpoena issued by State Attorney General Josh Hawley's office. Hawley on Monday announced the investigation, which comes on the heels of a $2.7 billion fine issued to the company by the European Union for antitrust violations. The University of Missouri football team played its final home game of the year on Saturday, which also marks the end of the football season dorm rental program. The goal of the new program was to counteract some of the financial problems that have come with the university's declining enrollment. Visitors for home football games were able to rent a two-room, four-bed suite for $120 a night. MU Representative Liz McCune says the program proved successful with visiting fans.
We were sold out, nearly sold out for every game this season. I believe it was just six rooms that we had cancellations on that we weren't able to fill before a game. So we were essentially at capacity for every game this season.
McCune says the university will decide whether or not to bring back the program towards the end of the school year. A Missouri State Board member is among the growing list of people raising concerns with efforts by Republican Governor Eric Greitens to replace the state's top education official. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported Monday that the board member John, Tim Sumner, wants to delay a meeting during which his colleagues are expected to oust Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven. The newspaper reports Greitens is trying to replace Van Deven with his own Education Commissioner. He's been appointing new Board of Education members since he took office in January. His appointees, who include Sumner, gained a majority on the board last week. Three Greitens appointees are trying to call a special meeting November 21st. Sumner says he's, quote, tremendously troubled by the efforts, and other education groups have slammed the tactics. Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.